Your tears are beautiful and welcome, and the women need to see that.
So I would like to welcome everyone to the Great Womb Awakening, where women across the globe are waking up to the undeniable truth that the female body is the most powerful shamanic tool on the planet, and that every woman can utilize the energies of change and expansion present at this time to ground a new vision that can serve the next seven generations and beyond. Women can harness this unprecedented power that lies within their female bodies and unleash that power to create global change at a level never before seen on this planet. I'm your host, Kathy Forrest, founder of Celestial Forrest Institute, and we're here today with Laura Wolf. Laura Wolf is a priestess, a teacher, a coach, and a leader in the emerging paradigm of feminine embodiment, feminine empowerment, and feminine wisdom. She's the founder of Shaman's Heart Sanctuary, the Wild Woman Retreats, and several live and online courses. Laura serves her clients from all over the world, and her work is embodied, energetic, empowering, practical, mystical, and I can vouch for this one, life-changing. She works with the body, mind, emotions, energy, and spirit because alignment of all parts of you is required if you want to create a life of your dreams. Laura holds a master's degree in shamanic intuitional practices and a doctorate of ministry in shamanic psycho-spiritual studies, and she's a master facilitator of shamanic breath work. Laura, I am just delighted to have you with us today.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm so excited to be here and so honored to be here.
Well, I want us to dive right into your topic, and I love the title, Embody Your Feminine Essence, Magnetize Your Deepest Desires with Ease and Flow, Instead of Working Hard to Make Shit Happen. So let's just begin. What does embody your feminine essence mean, and why is that so important for women?
Okay, so we're going to start just by talking a little bit about the difference between a feminine essence or a feminine energy and a masculine essence or a masculine energy, because we both have both. We all have both. Mm-hmm. These are just expressions of energy that move through our bodies and through everything in the universe. Mm-hmm. And this is not about essence. Feminine essence is not about gender identity, and it's not about sexual preference. We all have these energy, both of these energies within us. And so it's about becoming more conscious of which energy we're operating from mm-hmm. in any given moment. Mm-hmm. And as you really deeply understand that in yourself, then you can consciously choose from one moment to the next which energy is going to serve the moment the best. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about feminine energy, the expression of feminine energy in male-bodied people or female-bodied people or people that aren't identifying with one of those genders, but that movement of feminine energy is soft and flowing and spacious and unstructured. It can be kind of chaotic at times, mm-hmm. But it's very like a soft, flowy kind of energy. Mm-hmm. And the masculine expression of energy is more structured and direct and penetrative and forward moving. Mm-hmm. And so when we're really connected to our feminine essence, when we're operating from that, then our lives end up feeling more like that, more soft, more flowing, and less push, less effort, less trying hard to make things happen all the time. Mm-hmm. It requires way less energy when you're really rooted in your feminine essence and you know how to access that. And it doesn't mean that you're never going to use your masculine capacities again. Mm-hmm. We need that structure and organization and forward moving energy for lots of things in life. It's just that in our world and the culture that we live in, it's a way masculine centric culture that we live in, and we've all, regardless of what gender we identify as, we've all been conditioned to behave in masculine expression of energy ways, going and doing and pushing and making things happen. And this culture has very little idea about how to just be, or to be spacious, or to just be in the flow, just allow and magnetize things to happen. So that's sort of like some of the difference between the masculine expression of energy and the feminine expression of energy, so that all the beautiful women out there listening today can kind of start to wrap their heads around this idea a bit.
So, there's a part of that question I want us to speak into, but before we do that, I want you to speak into what caused you to realize the importance of embodying your feminine essence.
Yeah. Well, unbeknownst to myself, I was operating from my masculine capacities for most of my adult life. And I burnt myself out pretty bad that way about 5 years ago now. I just pretty much hit burnout. I'm a single mom. I am a shamanic practitioner in Kansas. I had been, working to grow my business. And I grew up in theater, and then I moved into shamanism. I knew nothing about business. And so I was taking online classes at night. In the morning I'd be up at 6 with my son, getting him ready for school, take him to school, see clients all day, pick him up from school, do homework and soccer practice and dinner. And then after he would go to bed, I would be on my computer taking online classes off until midnight and staring into that light source. And so my melatonin was all messed up. My circadian rhythms were all messed up. I was so wired from looking at screens for so long. I couldn't sleep at night. I was totally anxious. And I got to the point where I just had no energy for anything. And my sex drive was like completely gone, which was really weird for me because I'm a Scorpio and I've always really identified as having a very healthy sex drive. And so when in my early 40s, it was just gone, I finally went to a naturopath and got blood work done. And she looked at my blood work and she said, "You're burnt out." And I said, "Yeah, is that a technical term?" She said, "Yeah, pretty much."
Right.
And, she said, "You've been running on adrenaline too long and it's ravaging your body. You've got to slow down and stop going and doing all the time." Mm-hmm. And so I did. I didn't know what else to do. She said, "The best way to heal is to sleep 12 hours a night for the next year." She said, "I see a lot of women in their 40s, especially entrepreneurs that do this, they get burnout. And I promise you, if you sleep 12 hours a night for a year, you'll be feeling a lot better." And I said, "I don't know if I can do that, I have never learned how to sleep 12 hours a night." But what I did is I started studying how energy works in the feminine body, and sitting in women's circles and completely changing my life to slow way down and learn how to live from my feminine essence, from my feminine energy. And gradually it took time, but gradually my body healed, my nervous system healed, my energy started coming back. I started being able to create in my business again. My sex drive came back, and I'm super grateful for it all now, but at the beginning of it, and really like the beginning of the healing path, I thought, am I ever going to feel vibrant and vital again?
Mm-hmm. So do I hear you saying that the reason it is so important for women to embody their feminine essence is because it's necessary for their health, or is there more reasons than that?
Yeah, there are more reasons. It's definitely necessary for our health. A key piece of information here is that the feminine body is literally not designed to be going and doing all the time. We're meant to have more spaciousness and rest and receiving of energy rather than outputting energy all the time. Mm-hmm. So when you think biologically, basically about sex, about procreation, the masculine's job is to put the seed out, mm-hmm. right? It's an output of energy. The feminine's job in procreation is to receive the seed into her being. And then that's when the magic happens. Mm-hmm. But in our culture, we have that all upside down. Women have been trained by our culture to act or behave like men in terms of going and doing and producing, mm-hmm. pretty much from when we open our eyes in the morning until when we fall on the pillow at night. There's mm-hmm. It's just crazy in our culture now how much people go nonstop. Mm-hmm. And for men, that's not such a problem because their body is more structured to run energy that way, to output energy, mm-hmm. but ours isn't. So when we do that all the time, when we're outputting energy all the time and we're not receiving energy from the earth to replenish ourselves, we get exhausted, we get sick, we get brittle, we get cranky, our sex drive goes away, mm-hmm. our creativity dries up, we get overwhelmed, we don't know what to do with our business or how to grow things. Mm-hmm. And it also tends to create a lot of problems in relationships because mm-hmm. we're so depleted and cranky and crispy, crunchy that, you know, right. we create upsets more easily, we're more reactive. We get, you know, we react to our kids or our partner and then we'll get mad at ourselves. We feel like we're a failure because we don't want to be yelling at our kids or yelling at our partner. And there's a whole polarity piece that happens too, especially if you're a female bodied person in a heterosexual relationship with a male bodied person. If you are running your energy from your masculine capacity all the time, it's going to have an impact on whether you and your man are feeling drawn to each other or not. Mm-hmm. And so one way that that might happen is that you're in your masculine all the time and he's going to polarize into his feminine. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be disgusted with him because he's in his feminine. you want him to be in his masculine and like, could you just like do something? Can I just give you this project and could you just do it so that I don't have to do everything? You know, there's going to be that kind of resentment building up mm-hmm. if you've polarized your man into his feminine.
Wow.
You're going to be irritated with him all the time. You're going to feel mm-hmm. like, you know, how come he gets to be spacious and emotional and mm-hmm. not do anything while I'm working hard all the time? Yeah. Why can't he be more capable, you know? Right. Or you might end up in a just sort of a neutralized relationship where no sexual polarity, you've become kind of neutral, he's become kind of neutral, you're good friends, you raise your kids together well, maybe you run a business together well, but there isn't that passion anymore.
Right.
So that's
so a big impact. Can you speak to... especially women entrepreneurs or those of us that have been entrenched in doing things from our masculine. And can you speak to the importance of, or the difference between, and then the importance of how to accomplish things and get things done in a business from a feminine perspective rather than the masculine one that we're used to?
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's such a big question. So I'm going to answer it in a couple of ways. One is just to know that it is a journey that you are not going to figure out overnight.
Right.
It took me, I would say, probably at least a year, maybe 2 years to really develop the balance of that. Mm-hmm. So it's super important for women to be really patient with ourselves when we're in this transformative process, because we are so used to doing things from our masculine mm-hmm. and it just seems like we can get a lot more done that way. And we're going to go back into that habit over and over again. Mm-hmm. Right. Or maybe you've already hit burnout mm-hmm. and you're so exhausted and you're like completely collapsed in your feminine and you think, I don't even know how I used to get things done. Like, mm-hmm. where's my masculine? I can't get anything done anymore. You know, mm-hmm. there's kind of the ends of the spectrum there. So From the creation from the feminine is about attraction and magnetizing rather than penetrating and pushing energy out and making things happen. Mm-hmm. And so there's definitely a journey of learning how to trust your ability to magnetize to you what exactly the perfect pieces that you need for mm-hmm. your business or for whatever you're creating in the world. Mm-hmm. Another piece of it is really strengthening your relationship with Source, with Divine Feminine, with Goddess, mm-hmm. and really trusting that she's going to bring to you exactly what you need and exact divine timing, and that it's going to be way more delightful and fantastic than anything you could have made happen anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Part of it too, though, is like, gradually, at once you learn how to really be in your feminine and stop forcing and pushing and making things happen, mm-hmm. but then learning how to have a relationship between your inner feminine and your inner masculine, mm-hmm. and like asking your inner masculine to take care of certain details that need to be done that day, mm-hmm. so that your inner feminine can rest and be spacious and go to yoga and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever else that she wants to do that day. So that's another piece of it, is developing a relationship between them, mm-hmm. and knowing whose job is whose.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm. What happens when women aren't connected to their wombs and they aren't tapped into the earth?
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of it's what we've been talking about here, illness, mm-hmm. Both physical and mental, you know, psychological. We become really stressed and tense and anxious, disconnected from ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then all kinds of body breakdown starts happening.
Right.
Inflammatory diseases, aches and pains, arthritis, digestive problems, difficulty sleeping, random headaches, autoimmune diseases. A lot of women get autoimmune diseases far more than men do. Mm-hmm. And autoimmune diseases are still largely a mystery to medical science. They really don't know what caused them and how to address them. And I, this is just my opinion, but I personally think that the cause of autoimmune diseases in women is living in an extremely masculine culture where we push ourselves way too hard all the time. We're not deeply dropped into our bodies and listening to what our bodies need and honoring our own rhythms of when we need rest, when we need to play and relax and have fun. You know, another major casualty of patriarchy is relaxation and fun and, you know, that kind of thing. So what happens with all the illness stuff, mm-hmm. and also when we're not deeply connected to our wombs, then generally we're not deeply connected to the earth. Mm-hmm. And the earth has essential energies that we need in our bodies, mm-hmm. in order for our bodies to operate, mm-hmm. you know, at optimal mm-hmm. capacity, right. to heal. Her energy, the earth's energy, heals everything, especially in women. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, really crucial that we learn how to be in our wombs and how to connect our wombs to the earth so we can receive that healing and regenerative and creative energy into our bodies that we can then use to create whatever we want with our lives.
You know, I marvel sometimes at how because, you know, I present this information to people quite often. And many times when I speak to women, there's just this, they kind of glaze over because they don't understand. And it feels to me like we've become so disconnected from our wombs and our power. Can you speak mm-hmm. into what you think is the reason for that?
Yeah, definitely. There's three, I mean, there's lots of reasons, but there's three major things that happened in history that seriously contributed to that. Mm-hmm. One is the advent of male-centric monotheistic religions. Mm-hmm. So for literally hundreds of thousands of years before Judaism, Christianity, and Islam were invented, all people all over the globe worshiped the goddess, the divine feminine. Mm-hmm. And all people all over the globe understood that all of life came through the feminine, through our wombs. Our wombs are literally the portal that all of life comes through. Mm-hmm. And so the feminine body was revered and honored, and women were in positions of power within family systems. All property was passed down matrilineally because they didn't have any way to prove paternity, and everybody knew which woman the baby came out of, you know? Mm-hmm. So we had, power and influence and control with money and property and religious roles. Women were the priestesses of religion. Mm-hmm. And then when monotheism was invented, male-centric, one male god, mm-hmm. part of what happened with that is that they said that the female body was bad or evil or tempting, it was defined as dirty and bad and to be controlled. And within the laws of those religions were edicts about control of a woman's fertility, control of, before that, a woman had more, she chose who she was going to mm-hmm. procreate with. After that, women became property of their fathers and then their husbands. Mm-hmm. And our children became property of our husbands. Mm-hmm. And property itself was property of our husbands. Right. And so there was a huge, loss of power and demonization of the female body. Mm-hmm. And then so that, went on for several hundred years. And then we had the Industrial Revolution, mm-hmm. which prior to the Industrial Revolution, most people on the planet lived in the country and farmland growing their own food. Mm-hmm. And then with the Industrial Revolution, most people moved from the country into cities. Mm-hmm. And went from being outdoors, hands and feet on the earth every single day of their lives, mm-hmm. growing food and hauling water, to being inside very square, dark containers called buildings, mm-hmm. in very close proximity with each other, and working very long hours that were not in accordance with circadian rhythms. Mm-hmm. We started to get, real disconnected from the energy field of the earth, mm-hmm. because we weren't touching it every day, right. and disconnected from our circadian rhythms. And, artificial light was invented shortly after that. And so then in recent times, we've had the digital revolution, which makes us think that we need to be looking at a screen 24/7. Mm-hmm. And we are bombarded with trillions of bits of information all day, every day. And it's like way more than we haven't evolved to be able to mm-hmm. really process all of that yet. Mm-hmm. So it's very overwhelming to our nervous system. Mm-hmm. And staring at screens causes changes in our melatonin production, changes in our circadian rhythms. It messes up a lot in our bodies. So it's just and it keeps us distracted all the time. There's just this constant pull of media and social media and email and all the things on the little box, all the things. And so that further disconnects us from our own bodies, our own rhythms, our own knowing, and just nothing in our schools or our culture taught us as girls how to connect, how to drop deeply into our bodies, feel present in our wombs, listen there for our guidance and our wisdom. Our educational system doesn't know anything about this yet. But we're changing that right now.
Yes, we are. So then, let's follow that thread. What mm-hmm. is the key to healing that disconnection from our womb, mm-hmm. from the earth, and accessing that great power?
You're the key. I'm the key. Every woman listening is the key. Learning how to drop into our wombs and get really present there, mm-hmm. and then how to connect our wombs to the earth and receive her energy into our bodies, mm-hmm. is the key to healing this disconnection from ourselves and from the earth and from our rhythms and from her rhythms. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's what you're doing with this conference. It's what, you know, I learned this stuff from my teachers. It's happening now. We are, mm-hmm. we are teaching each other how to remember what is our birthright, what we're so capable of. Mm-hmm. We're doing it.
So, everyday woman, busy, mm-hmm. kids, work, all of that. Mm-hmm. What would you say to her? What is like one tool, mm-hmm. practical tool you could give her that would get her started? I know you're going to have a free gift and we're going to talk about all of that. I just want to give her something. What would you give her?
Yeah. Can we do a little like mini meditation right now?
Absolutely.
Okay, sisters. So this is my invitation to you. Invite you to close your eyes and take a deep breath into your body. And as you exhale, begin to soften. Just imagine the edges of your jawline softening, the edges of your eyebrows, your forehead, and breathing into the back of your neck, your neck and shoulder muscles. And with each exhale, soften, feel your shoulders dropping down away from your ears. And with your next breath, breathe right into your heart. Feel your breath filling and expanding your heart. And as you exhale, soften again, just allowing any tension in your body to gently drain and drop away. And begin to fall more towards the back line of your body as you breathe. Just feel that as though you're settling back towards the back line of your body. In masculine energy, it's very forward moving. The feminine is more relaxed down and back in her body. Okay. So now with your next breath, fill your heart again. And as you exhale, imagine that you're starting to drop right through the center of your being, dropping, 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 dropping down towards your pelvic floor, down towards your pelvic bowl. And we'll do that a couple of times. Breathe into your heart. Feel your heart expand. And on your exhale, dropping, 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 dropping down towards your pelvic bowl. We'll do that another time for the power of three. Inhale into your heart. And when you exhale, dropping, 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 landing now down in your pelvic bowl. And imagine that you are a mini version of you in your pelvic bowl. I like to think of it as a mini priestess inside your sanctuary, inside your temple. So feel yourself there in your pelvic bowl. And feel as though your bare feet are on the floor of your pelvic bowl. And just get a sense of that, what that might feel like. And now we're going to do a little more pelvic floor activation. So with your next breath, as you inhale, draw your pelvic floor muscles in and up slightly. That includes your vaginal muscles, your perineum. And then when you exhale, relax those muscles and imagine the whole bottom of your body softening towards the earth. As you inhale, draw those pelvic muscles, pelvic floor muscles, perineum in and up slightly. And as you exhale, soften and unfold, unfurl, softening towards the earth. And for a third time, draw your pelvic floor muscles in and up. And this time when you exhale and soften, drop anchor from your pelvic floor down into the earth. Imagine as though you're dropping a taproot from your pelvic floor down into Mother Earth. And use your imagination now and see that taproot going down into the earth. Going deep, deep, deep down into Mother Earth. Through the rock layers, through the layers of water. Down, 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 down into the heart of Mother Earth. And anchor in there, anchor into the heart of the mother. In the Peruvian tradition, they call Mother Earth Pachamama, rooting down into Pachamama. And feel her warmth and her love. Mother Earth loves us so much. At the beginning of Earth times, she agreed to come here and be the platform upon which humans could learn and evolve and grow, that all of life on Earth could evolve and grow. And she committed to provide for us and to love us no matter what. No matter what we do to her, she never stops loving us and providing for us and nourishing us. So just feel the warmth of her love down there in the heart of the mother. And then with your taproot, begin to use your breath to gently inhale her love and support, her energy, support, and nourishment through your taproot up in to your vaginal muscles, into your pelvic floor. And we'll use those muscles again as part of this process. So now as you inhale, you're pulling energy from Mama Earth and drawing your perineum muscles in and up to pull that energy up into your womb. And as you exhale, soften your pelvic floor again and let go. Any excess energy that's still in your body, feel it draining out the base of your body towards the earth. Know that she will just recycle that energy and use it to grow flowers like compost. And with each inhale, draw energy from Mother Earth up into your womb space to nourish and heal and support you. With each exhale, letting go. Anything you don't need, just let it fall away. We'll do that one more time. Using your inhale breath to draw energy, nourishment, and love up into your womb space. And exhaling, softening, releasing, and letting go. And when you're ready, you can wiggle your fingers and toes. Gently flutter open your eyelashes.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was much needed as I prepare for the summit. Mm-hmm. So you do this with women all the time.
All the time.
What kind of changes do your clients see?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I see in women that I work with is that they just start talking about how much more relaxed and just like content and at ease and in the flow they feel. Mm-hmm. And then they're also noticing how they're attracting more abundance into their lives, but with ease, not with, you know, a bunch of working hard to make stuff happen. Mm-hmm. They just, it's a gradual process, but they just start noticing it more and more, how they just start saying, things are just getting so much easier. I'm not fighting all the time. I'm not struggling. I'm not stressed out all the time. I'm so much more relaxed. And they start talking about how much more delightful life feels when they're in their feminine and how they can feel the difference of like, oh, I can tell now when I go into my masculine and, you know, start to stress myself out. It feels yucky. And so I come back to my feminine. It feels much better, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they start talking about the differences they see in their relationships, about how one of my clients tells me all the time, she's like, oh my gosh, I used to attract feminine men all the time so that I could stay in control. And now she's with this really masculine man. And it was hard at first. She was like used to being the one in control and in charge and calling the shots. And she would start to notice, oh, when I go into my feminine or into my masculine, he and I argue and struggle and push against each other and it's not good. And then when I remember to relax back into my feminine, then we start getting along again and he's happy and I'm happy and we have great sex. And so it's like way less upsets in relationships when women are really connected to ourselves and our to the earth. And it's also because we start holding our boundaries in a different way when we're in our feminine versus when we're in our masculine. Yeah. And boundaries make relationships work better.
Right. They might do. So what I know that women can go to your website if they want to connect with you, but do you have any opportunities for women that are coming up?
Well, first of all, of course, please download my free ebook that's part of this summit. It will give you the written instructions that help you understand a lot about when you're in your feminine, when you're in your masculine. Mm-hmm. And there's three potent practices in there for dropping into your womb and pulling that energy up. So you'll have the written instructions in addition to this video. Perfect. And later on in the spring, in late April, early May, I'm going to be teaching a 6-week course on exactly this, on how to embody your feminine essence. And so when you download the book, then you'll receive a notification when that course opens up. That's an online course and anybody will be able to take it from anywhere. And then the big ongoing events in my life are that I created the Wild Woman Retreats several years ago. And this is an amazing gathering of women who are also awakening and owning their feminine power. One of them happens in North Carolina every year. That one is September 18 through 20. And registration for that is open on my website. If you want to join us, then please register soon because it fills up fast. Every time women come, then the next year they want to bring back their best friend. And we have a bunch of mothers and daughters coming this year. But that retreat is totally immersed in nature. It's near Asheville, North Carolina. So we are in the Emerald Forest and the majestic mountains and the waterfalls and the rivers for 3 days together and doing elemental based initiations, working with fire, earth, air, and water to create more empowerment and change in our lives. So I would love to see any of you at that event. And then we do a Wild Woman in Paradise trip every year too, but that's happening like right away. We're leaving for that right away. That's March 28th to April 4th in Mexico, which we're super excited about.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So Laura, any last words that you have for women that are watching the summit that are curious, want to reach out?
Yeah, my ask of you is that you take on these practices of getting in your womb. I promise you, you will feel so much better when you're rooted in your womb. You'll feel so much more relaxed and in touch with your own intuition, and your creativity will just be like you can't believe how much creativity you're capable of. So that's my first ask, is that commit to this. It will make your life, your relationships, your abundance, your everything so much better. And then my other ask is teach every woman you know. Please, your best friends, your daughters, your aunties, anyone that you can get to listen to you, help them come home to their bodies, to their wombs, and to the earth. We can do this. We are doing this. And the sooner all women on earth know about this, then the sooner we eradicate war and hunger and all the other societal ills that we have. Because when women are disconnected from our wombs and from the earth, we're sick and we're exhausted and we're easy to control. When we are connected to our wombs and to the earth and to each other as women, we are uncontrollable. We are unstoppable. Mm-hmm. And we collectively will make choices that are honoring of Mother Earth. We won't waste our money on products that are harmful to our earth. Mm-hmm. We won't allow for war to happen anymore. Mm-hmm. We have so much power. So let's use it.
Oh, thank you, Laura. This has been amazing. So happy to have you on the call. So excited for everyone that's going to watch to hear what you have to say. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Kathy, thank you so much for organizing this summit and sharing this information with tens of thousands of women around the world. I'm just like, mwah, 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 mwah. Thank you, sister. I love you.
Love you too.